Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. All right, so how to remove negativity from your life. So What is negativity? So negativity are negative emotions, they're negative feelings, they're negative experiences, anything negative or anything that you're struggling with throughout your life that maybe you're ready to remove or something that you just want to stop. Now, a lot of the times I see people come on and they talk about, you know, think more positive, be more positive, focus on the positivity, focus on, you know, how great your life is going to be, but they're not telling you how great your life is right now, even with the negativity. So negativity is extremely important. And the reason why it's important is because negativity is your gateway to learning. It's your gateway to growth. It's your gateway to overcoming experiences and unaligned beliefs. Now, my belief is that we're here living a human experience or living a human life because we're meant to experience, we're meant to learn and grow. Now, if you think about your very first kiss, it was exciting, it was new, it was momentary, but it didn't really teach you anything. So a great moment, one that most of us will remember, but it didn't really teach you anything. But riding a bike, learning how to walk, your first breakup, falling off your bike, I should say, having your first breakup, all of those things, those end on a negative note, but yet they teach you so much. They teach you how to grow and how to be stronger. If you're learning how to ride a bike, if you just jumped on the bike and started riding it, you really didn't learn, you just did it. But if you fall off and you get back on, which majority of us do, we fall off at one point or another, you're learning how to get back on. You're learning strength. You're learning how to put yourself first. You're learning how to come you're learning how to overcome adversity. There we go. You're learning how to overcome adversity by getting yourself back onto that bike or onto that horse or back in a new relationship. You're learning and you're growing. You're understanding, okay, this is how I do it. This is how I like it. This is what's bringing me positive feelings. And you're learning and you're growing. You don't get that from just having positive experiences. You get that from having those negative experiences. You get that from learning, okay, well, I didn't like how that felt, or I didn't like how that worked, so I'm going to do it a little bit differently. And you're learning and you're growing, which is why I also don't believe in failure. I believe that we have these experiences that turn negative and maybe aren't exactly the way we envision them to be, but they're helping us grow. They're helping us become better aware of what it is that we truly want. Now, how to remove negativity. So people are like, oh, think more positive, be more positive. And I just want to scream when I hear that. No, when you're having a down moment, when you're experiencing negativity, when you're having moments where you're feeling like you're struggling and you just can't make it through, understand why you're feeling like that. So the first step, and I actually created this guide a year ago, and I'm going to go based on that, is one, acknowledge how you're feeling. So if you're feeling negativity, if you're feeling struggle, if you're feeling lack, acknowledge what those feelings are. Don't just push them aside. Don't just ignore them, because that negativity festers until you learn the experience. So don't just put them aside. Make sure that you are thinking about it, acknowledging it, and understanding what it is that you're feeling. So that's your first step, is understanding and acknowledging what it is that you're feeling. So what are the negative and positive emotions that you're feeling? Write them out in a journal if you want. As you're feeling them or at the end of the day, try to keep stock of what you're feeling so that you can identify going forward how to change that belief. So the second step is why. So why are you feeling this negativity? So are you doing something, or are you around other people? Did you have an experience? Was there something that triggered you? You start to identify what the why is, and that starts to say, okay, well, here's the trigger, here's the pattern. And then that goes into the what. So what is the trigger? What is the pattern? What is the lesson that you're meant to learn and grow from that negativity? The fourth one is how. So is there a mindset, a situation, a relationship, or a lifestyle that needs to be changed? What are you being encouraged to grow from? What are you being encouraged to manifest and to learn and to change? How or what are you going to do to make yourself happier and change this trigger or pattern? So a lot of the time we will go into relationships with unaligned beliefs, and we're going to use a relationship. So let's say you're struggling in your relationship, you're feeling that there's no trust, you don't trust your partner. Maybe you're always second guessing what they're telling you or how they're feeling. And so you acknowledge, okay, well, I'm feeling like this person is lying to me, or maybe they're not being forthcoming with where they are, and you're expecting all of this different stuff. So you're acknowledging that you're feeling a lack of trust. Why are you feeling a lack of trust? Well, the situation with your partner. Why is it? What situation that's happening? So maybe they're working late and you're second guessing whether they're actually working or whether they're cheating. And that's a very common occurrence. So the what is this trigger pattern showing you? So that trigger pattern would be showing you that you're not trusting your partner. You have a lack of trust in your relationship. Where is the lesson in that? So what is the relationship trust? Where is it that you don't trust them? How do you not trust them? And what is that lack of trust trying to tell you? So that goes back into the house. So what mindset belief or unaligned belief did you have? A past experience with somebody working late and they were actually cheating on you? Are you inputting that experience into this new relationship? What exactly is going on? So again, what needs to change in there? So you have this unaligned belief that your partner is cheating on you, and maybe they're really not, but you're thinking that they are because of past scenarios. Now, a lot of the time with that, and we're going to sidetrack for a second. A lot of the time with unaligned beliefs, if you believe that somebody is doing something, you are going to find coincidences to prove to you, to prove to your subconscious, why they are doing it, what it is that you think they're doing. So when you have a lack of trust and you feel like somebody's cheating on you, even if they're not, you might be finding all of those coincidences, all of those scenarios which would prove to you that they are, when in reality they're really not. So you have to learn how to maneuver through your intuition, the negative thoughts, the unaligned beliefs, and actual fact between what your subconscious mind is projecting out. So how to remove them? So take the next step. Take the next step, leap or jump. So make the change or the decision to move past these feelings with a clear understanding of why you're feeling them. So if, again, the relationship, if you believe that your partner is cheating on you because of a past relationship, stop yourself after you've acknowledged, after you've understand why you're feeling that way, what's causing you to feel that way, and how you truly want to feel. It's time for you to say, whenever you start to feel that negativity and you start to feel that thing that you've already identified, if you feel like you're unworthy, and this is the best suggestion for this one, if you feel like you're unworthy and that you're going to fail at something, and you continually feel like you're going to fail at it, and you know why you feel like that, you know how you don't want to feel like that. Whenever you catch yourself starting to feel like that, acknowledge the feeling, acknowledge why you're feeling that way, what's causing you to feel that way, and then take that next step and say, that's not going to happen this time. If I fail, that's okay. If I don't succeed in the way that I envision that I'm going to succeed, then there's a purpose and a reason. And that goes to why I always talk about negativity. When your negativity and your negative occurrences and your negative experiences are actually your learning lessons, those are the greatest moments for growth. So, where am I? How am I going to explain that one? So I'm constantly talking about negativity because I believe that it is the greatest path to growth. It is your greatest path to creating a spiritually aligned life or even just a balanced mindset, because your negativity is valuable. It's the one thing that's going to help you in the rest of your life. And I would continue, but my daughter's starting to stir in the other room. She is home, not feeling good today. So I'm going to let you all go. If I have anything to add to this video or podcast, I will absolutely type it into the comments or the description and let you guys know. If you have any questions, hit me up in the comments, or send me a message and I will get back to you right away. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.